Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Not only are we very American, but welcome back, Canada, baby. That's right, Internet Phantoms Podcast. We got Kevin Dillon, face tats with us once again. We got new. He's here with us.
Thank you.
Tom Dillon and sound guy Renja Dang. This one's for Celine. This one's for Bieber. This one's for Jericho. This one's for Keanu. Welcome to the first ever early Boxing Day Spectacular, baby. Roll that fucking Canadian intro.
What the fuck is the internet?
On the internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Fantastic.
So where are we going to start it off at?
Should we tell the story about the time my mom chased a drug dealer down?
Yeah, no, that was the last episode. We didn't get into that.
All right, so scene. I'm 7 years old. I'm a little baby. My sister is 12, right? We're little kids. I love Pokemon Silver. My sister bought Gold. And my father's a crackhead, right? We're in Cranston, right? We're in a mad nice neighborhood. Shout out Princess Ave. I think that house was haunted, but whatever.
That's where like the rich folk live.
It's weird because, well, the top of the hill is really nice and white. Well, all right, wait, whoa.
That don't mean nothing.
It's not what I mean, but you don't know. All right. That's not what I meant.
I know what you mean. I know what you're trying to say.
When you go right down the hill, it's just really dirty. There's also white people at the bottom of the hill too. This time though, he came to the house. My mother found him. Well, my mother seen him. I don't know. I think she like came home from work early or some shit, she said. And so she started yelling at him. He started driving away. She got in his car, not in his car. She got in her car and fucking chased him down. They got to a stoplight. She gets out the car and starts screaming at him. Like, this mug probably has a fucking gun or a knife, and she's screaming at him. Never come to the fucking house ever again. There are fucking children there, blah, 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 blah. You want to ruin lives? Canada, I hope you like this shit. Kid stuff, you know, run of the mill. We all had normal lives like that, right?
Yeah.
Face that. What's been going on in your life? What's up?
I'm keeping it buck honest with you. I've been just laying low, just not talking to nobody, you know, spending a lot of time with somebody I ain't going even.
A girl or a guy? The Canadians need answers.
The Canadians need to know that I found love. I feel like someone finally appreciates me.
That's a strong word. You know, you want to say that on the podcast?
Just wait till you're 5 years in and have kids.
Just wait till you're 6 years in and she's dating someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I ain't going out that bad. I promise you that.
I am.
Yeah, we know you are.
Dude, if you drive down Florida, if you drive down the highway, you always see broken down cars because there's like no inspections and everything. And people are doing that now because the cops won't pull you over because they're fucking scared shitless.
Wait a second. Marys. Is that why we have inspections?
Yeah.
We have inspections. Huh. We have inspections because this state is a bunch of greedy guineas.
Well, yeah, they're all Italian.
They are.
In Rhode Island. Mundo. Yeah. Yeah, in Italian.
Greek.
You're Egyptian.
So? Yeah, barely. I'm a Mick.
You wrote a poem about it in ninth grade.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't even remember. I'm gassed. Do you have it?
No, you probably do.
No, I burned my shit.
So, boom, there's this diner that's right up the street from me, blah, blah, blah. I know the people that own it, I went to school with them. They cool peoples, I guess. I don't know. Well, shit, we cooling. We having a good ass fucking day. You know, I'm chilling at home. I got my bread. I'm chilling. I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna order some food. So I ordered myself a bacon, egg, and cheese and some hash browns from the
that
spot.
That sounds bomb.
You know what I'm saying? I was fucked
That's
up.
My
I needed
breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, that shit be busting.
So she's in Canada?
Yeah, it's in Canada, dumbass. That's where the Trailer Park Boys at. Shout out to Trailer Park Boys. So boom. I ordered the food and then this shit get delayed for like 40 minutes. So I'm like, fuck this. I call Grubhub up and I'm like, yo, cancel my shit, right? Because I'm like, I don't even want this food no more. Dude cancels it. Blah, blah, blah. Yo, tell me why this old-ass man comes to my house about an hour after I canceled the order. I'm outside smoking my joint. He going to come up and be like, did you order Grubhub? And I'm like, Matter of fact, I did hit my joint. And I'm like, but I canceled it because she was taking too long. I said, it's this old man's face. I let him know. And I'm puffing all my shit. And he goes, you canceled it. And I go, yeah, I didn't want it anymore. And he goes, well, what am I supposed to do with this food? I'm like, you can have it. I don't want it.
Eat it, dude.
Yeah. I was like, I don't
want it. What do I do with it?
I was like, I don't want it. And this dude's like, fuck you. And he just like fucking throws the food at me.
Dude, I get mad at people when they say stupid questions like that. What do I do? What do you mean, what the fuck do you do? I canceled the fucking order. You get rid of it.
I know.
Why are you all canceling?
Because dude was fucking taking
5 minutes. I cancel it too.
At that point, I'm going to keep waiting. It's been so long.
No, because I'm not trying to eat some cold ass food. I'm good on that.
Speaking of which.
Why? I want to go up to Canada to kill some moose, dude. They got some nice hunting.
I would honestly be heated if other people from other countries came to kill my animals.
Why? They come down here all the time to hunt. This is a spot in New Jersey.
Pigeons?
No. Boar, geese,
where the
pheasants,
fuck do we have boar?
Fuck it. Texas. They kill them from helicopters because there's too many of them.
I'll kiss you right now.
I'll kiss you right now.
Yeah.
No, in Texas, dude, if you watch, there's videos of it. They're so bad. Like they trap them. They go up in helicopters with ARs and just smoke these fucking things because there's too many of them.
Jesus Christ.
But the bad thing is they don't taste good. Yo, they killed a bunch and gave it to mad like a homeless shelters in Texas. Oh, they killed a bunch of boars and they were trying to give the meat to the homeless shelter.
They were probably heated. Those people are mad, mean, and angry for no fucking reason.
I feel like most of them.
Well, not for no reason.
Dude, a good portion of the homeless people today are faking it. There's no reason why they shouldn't have a job. I seen a kid on fucking near Garden City. This dude looks ripped. Like, he could probably beat my ass. Like in good shape.
Good thing you have a gun.
Yeah, well, I don't need a gun. let me tell you something. Crazy beat strength every day of the week.
You ain't drinking?
Yeah, he is. He's got his own thing.
Chug that IPA.
But this kid, there's nothing wrong with him.
Oh, yeah, just that.
Unless maybe he's
awful.
Got some crazy mental thing, but he fucking. There's no reason why he couldn't work or like be a stock boy at night or fucking, you know.
I mean, okay,
dig
wait.
The world needs ditch diggers too, dog.
Where?
Anywhere, dude. You laborers union. True. You can get in.
Okay,
you don't
but
all right, need
no, no, no.
All right,
but this
union.
Is all right. Wait, this is the issue with homeless people.
Yo, okay, oh wait, my god,
not fucking
like,
annoying.
No, not like that. Not like that. No, yeah, not like
idiot.
That. No. That's not
sleep
what I meant.
Under him.
That's not what I meant. No, what I meant is that like. All right, so my thing with homeless people, I don't have a thing with homeless people. I don't have a vendetta.
Yeah, you do.
No. I believe that, like, say, I went into the liquor store and I got the job, right?
Right.
Came in my nice little button up. My hair was all cute. I had my legs folded to kind of look professional. It worked, I guess. But what I'm getting at is a homeless person may not have the necessities to dress nice for an interview.
Yeah, that's like one of the main issues that they can't get a job.
I'm not going to admit I'm homeless at an interview. So where do you live? I'm going to use someone else's address. I'm not going to go, well, so where do you live? The bridge next to Family Dollar.
All right. You beg for change on the side of the street, right? How much is a fucking pack of 5 for plain white t-shirts? That's fine. That's good enough.
But this
even a button down's $10. You get a pair of jeans, that's fucking, you can get one at fucking TJ Maxx for $10.
If you want to,
you can get
enough,
a, you can
get
a job.
No, hold up, Kevin Dillon. No,
yo, you can get pants for under $15. No,
I did.
Under $20.
I did. Savers.
Dude, yeah, but you went to Savers. He's talking about some TJ Maxx. You was not getting no $10 pants.
The cheapest you're finding
is $30. I don't know. I
don't
shop. I shop at Walmart for Dickies because I only buy work clothes.
Yeah, because you look like you wear Dickies, and Dickies is fine.
I do wear Dickies.
Fuck,
see?
They're good.
He wears Dickies, Carhartt, he don't even wear Levi's. He wears Wranglers.
I do wear mad Carhartt. Dude, I work for a living.
You used to steal mad Carhartt.
Yeah, dude, I had mad.
How you be getting free clothes? Because you got to put it on for the homeless people.
A 5-finger discount.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Listen, they would have stupid shit, right? Like, oh, something was like cracked or a screw was missing. I got a fucking $200 tree stand. For hunting, for nothing.
What's a tree stand?
It's like the shit you set up in his tree.
Yeah, you put in a tree and you go up there and sit.
I thought
yeah. So you go up there in the morning and wait.
Like, attach a gun.
No, that sounds
awesome.
No, I got a hundred foot extension cord because the plug was tight. Got that shit for free. Clothes for free. I stole the clothes, but no, even that. Like I said, if you're begging on the street. You can easily make fucking these motherfuckers make money. I gave the guy $20 one day just because he had a dope sign. It said "too ugly to prostitute."
No, that's that black guy.
Yeah,
he's a crackhead.
Wait, hold up.
I gave him money too, but then I found out about him.
Yo, y'all want to hear something crazy?
Yes, please.
So, boom. There's this crackhead that kind of see. I've been seeing him every couple of days, sitting on the corner of the E-Way over by my house,
next door,
right. So boom, we chilling, you know, me and my man. We had to go to the corner store, so we had to go get on the E-Way, because this is a corner store. We had to go out the way because the motherfuckers ain't ideas there. Anyways, bro, there's this motherfucking crackhead. He looked just like me, got the same fit on. I'm wearing a beater, a motherfucking some raggedy ass shorts. This motherfucker looks like me from the future. And meanwhile, he got a sign in his hands. Too ugly to sell my body. That's why I'm on the corner.
Oh, so see, that's a crackhead thing. That's a crackhead thing.
But yeah,
because they know it makes people laugh.
That's creativity. That's why you would. That's why I would give that person money.
It's not that creative. Versus if someone in Rochester has the same thing in
the Providence. The motherfucker I'm talking about, his sign says help. Why the fuck? Like, what's wrong with
that's
you?
Mad.
Are you having a heart attack?
That's mad.
Like,
just
do you need money? Like, do you need a shirt? Like, why would you put that? Like,
help!
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, you're supposed to say fire if you're like getting raped or stabbed because people are more prone to help you. It's a thing. Wait. I was told when I was a kid.
What?
But if you're getting beat up or stabbed,
what? You're just gonna yell fire?
People are more likely to look.
No,
people are more likely to look.
I see what you're saying.
People are so interested in stuff like that, but no one wants to possibly get stabbed.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
That's why it's illegal to scream fire in a movie theater.
I'll scream fire in a hospital.
That's why that's illegal. That's true too. Caitlin just texted me, yo. It's a code something. She said it's an active
code orange
or something about a shooter.
A code silver. That makes no sense. Fires are red.
Shit, I'll go down there and fucking. I'll put a stop to them motherfuckers. Better than the
I'll
cops
put a
can.
Bullet through the fire. What were we talking about?
Y'all ever set a fire like on accident? Like y'all almost burned it.
We were walking in to that spot to go up to where that cliffs are, and the one of the chiefs of the fire department, Johnson, came up and was like, "Oh hey," because he knew me. He's like, "Hey Kev, you can't be smoking in here. No one's allowed. If you see anyone smoking, make them put it out and everything." Because it's like I think he said it was a class 4 day. And I've seen it happen multiple times. You flick a cigarette on the ground and that shit goes up. But in that same field, right, we lit, I think it was 26 hay bales on fire.
Oh, at the fucking farm.
The fire department was there the next day. It was all fucked up. We got away with it. I got away with everything on brown. Fuck, dog. So I'm saying, if there's a cops chase, I ain't getting in no vehicle, dog. I'm getting on foot because best believe I'm getting away. Nah, fuck that. I'm telling honest to God, dog. I swear. I know it sounds arrogant and I got mad. I don't care, dog.
Speaking of fires, I have an idea I think would be fun, especially because we got, five people. So, you know the fires that have been going on in, like, California and shit?
Yeah.
It started because of a gender reveal party.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. So it made me think, yo, I want to know what our wildest gender reveal parties could be.
Well, let's start with Kevin Dillon since he's probably already had two of those.
Nah, I ain't had no gender reveal.
What would be the craziest gender reveal party that could start a crazy fire? That's what I want to know. I already have one. I want to know.
I could make some crazy fireworks that blow certain colors.
That's so boring.
I don't know. Dude, you're talking to a... You know,
I want Caitlyn Jenner to take the fucking Olympic torch and light the whole bitch on fire.
Hold up. Tom Dillon got one. Tom Dillon got one. Oh, yeah. Let's hope this is good. I got an idea.
This isn't to start wildfires. This is just random.
No. This is a gender reveal party that will start a wildfire.
Okay. So, for the party, you have a flamethrower. And the flamethrower is colored. So, either this spreads red fire or blue fire. And you just spray it on some trees.
That's it?
You just spray it on some trees! You got one, Alex?
You shoot some guns in the backyard, and when the bullets hit the target, it's either pink or blue, the bullet holes.
I'm gonna start a fire.
And then you hit the gasoline in the back, and then that blows up.
Do you know if you shoot a propane tank, it won't blow up?
These, man. All right. But I would get an army tank and bust off, and then the smoke would be the color, and it would be a beautiful baby boy, and I would name him Tank. Kevin Dillon, what are you doing? That's going to be so loud. Kevin Dillon's playing with handcuffs, Canada.
You rent a helicopter or plane, and you have him jump out, and this parachute, whatever it releases that, is the gender of the child, so blue or pink or red or whatever the fuck. And then he has sparklers, so he spins down, and then that lights the forest on fire.
Yep.
Because he lands in the forest with the sparklers going.
A man falling from the sky. Actually, what if the gender of the person falling from the sky is the gender of the baby?
That would be interesting.
That's actually kind of cool. What's the worst thing Canada could hear about?
Did you cut the umbilical cord for both of your kids?
Absolutely, I did.
Did you eat your BM's placenta?
Hell no. What the fuck? I mean, I'm pretty fucked up.
It's powerful. It makes you powerful.
So does killing a man.
It's like stem cells.
No, well, and the guy's not supposed to eat it. The girl's supposed to eat it, and it's
Split it with my girl, Lady the Tramp, Lady in the Tramp.
It's supposed to be dead healthy,
like that skit in the Eminem album. Yeah, umbilical cord tramp. That sounds like a dirty porn.
They say it's supposed to be wicked healthy for you.
Yeah, it's good for you. So is sperm. Yeah, we're gay. Tom raises his hand to high five me.
Some animals, I know some animals that you hurt eat the bone marrow out of them.
He did not just try to high five you.
I'll give you the scoop. Could Canada's worst mass shooting have been avoided? Three months after a gunman posing as a police officer went on a rampage across the province of Nova Scotia, questions still remain about Canada's deadliest mass shooting and why the Royal Canadian Mounted Police couldn't stop it. Several bodies were strewn in the street and buildings were on fire. Do you think this could have been avoided and how?
I think it could have been avoided if it just, got a burger and chilled out.
4 years, two kids, 6 years, a new boyfriend. Oh, I heard.
What was it? Oh, no. All right, so
dying to smoke. Alex, don't wait. Go outside. Alex, wait. Come over here. Wait. Say one last thing for the Canadian viewers. Canada, we fucking love you, yo.
Shout out to Niagara Falls. The American side, Canadian side is a million times better. Shout out to Montreal. Been there for a fucking Greek ass wedding.
Hell yeah. Canada, we love you. Alex, any other last words before you go fucking smoke, you junkie?
About to go smoke. Shout out to Swamp Boys on SoundCloud. Fucking shout out Canada. Hope to see you soon in the U.S.
But anyway,
tell a fucking story.
So we found that we didn't know it was her neighbor's. It was like two blocks over, her dog. We had to think for like a week before Brianna and I found a dog.
Okay,
so Brianna's the one that got blicked down over a pound of weed.
Yeah, she got shot. Yeah, it was more than a pound, but yeah, she got shot for some weed. She ain't with us no more. But anyway, they finally put up posters. So we brought the dog back. We got $200. We stole. No, you fuck that. And we ended up finding a dog. Some dude was breeding pit bulls or bullies. You know them fucking dog people.
Yeah.
We stole one. We waited for them to fucking put up posters like, yo, lost dog and all this shit.
And then you sold it back to it?
$790-something.
How much?
The thing was like for $500, but he gave us mad money because he was so grateful. But little did that motherfucker know, I swept that shit out his backyard, dog. Fuck you. You don't pay attention? That's what I'm saying. You see all this fucking crazy shit? Yo, opportunists. You see an opportunity? Are you going to make some money? You going to make the money, dog. If you got some initiative, dog, I'm telling you, you make money if you got the initiative.
Oh my God.
I've done crazier shit than that for money. Fuck.
All right, Kevin Dillon.
What's the craziest shit you've done for money?
Thank you, FaceTime. Oh, we're so on fucking point, FaceTime. Thank you.
I got to know.
You want to hear a D-Tech story?
Hell yeah.
Yes! D-Tech is back in action. I did just vomit in my mouth a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
All right. I'm now.
Now memories are just flooding in right now. I'm trying to think of a good...
Is this the fucking... I don't want to hear the story about you running from the cops again.
No.
Oh, all right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I see, 100 times. Shout out Heretic.
Yo, actually, me and... Ayo, shout out Heretic, but me and Naomi listened to that podcast the other day, and yo, I was dying when he started telling that story, because that shit was so funny. He's like, I crashed a car, some dude was outside.
You know how they have to dispense the change at Cumberland Farms?
Oh, you're not talking about like the Obama change.
What Obama change? So, you know how when they first came out with them change dispensers?
Yeah. Like,
I knew the kid behind the counter, right?
Billy? Shout out Billy.
Yo, Billy, what's the market with me now?
Yo, oh, that's dope. Yo, people wouldn't be paying attention or be putting their wallets away. I walk by and grab their chains out the thing. For D-Tech.
In front of them?
Oh, yeah. Walk right by. They don't notice if you're good with it.
You would steal change in front of strangers for D-Tech.
For $10 worth of D-Tech. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no, New York State's gun laws is retarded, bro. I can't even get a shotgun anymore.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
You want one?
Not really. I don't need one. I don't want a shotgun.
Let me give you a little piece of advice.
I want a Glock. I need a Glock with a green laser on it.
But listen to this.
With a green laser.
Let me give you a piece of advice. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
You ever had a high point before? You ever had a high point?
Dude, you know me. I live 3 to 9 some days. I like Smith & Wesson. I mean, I built all of my rifles.
Interesting.
Well, one of them I bought flat out. It was my first rifle. I bought it when I was 18. And that shit, that gun's hidden. It's a 6-point SPC. This shit's what special forces type motherfuckers use. It puts a hole in you. That gun is hidden with no papers. That shit's for when shit hits the fan. Other guns I got, I built them from scratch. My other two rifles, and I got one that I'm building for a long gun. Like one of my rifles, it's an 11.5-inch barrel, so they make you have a pistol stock on the back instead of a normal stock. If I put a normal stock on it, yo, it's a modification to a firearm, and I can go to jail. It's all federal. It's bullshit. If I go out into Texas with it, though, I can do whatever the hell I want.
Is Kevin Dillon doing his gun talk again? I love it.
Yeah, but no, I love it too. But no, I had it before we
wrap, petting the shotgun.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
With my mouth.
Hey, before we wrap this up though, T-Dill's not the same dude who you caught like sleepwalking, right?
Yeah, no, it is. No, it's not.
It was Jack.
Oh, I didn't know Jack slept walk. Oh, Jack, I thought it was Tom who did.
No,
you should. You should try. You should try sometime.
My other brother.
Yeah, I tried to sleepwalk.
Tom's the youngest.
I tried it.
Did you actually?
I did.
Wait, did you ever sleepwalk?
My God,
you didn't put nothing in there.
Did you sleepwalk?
Wait. Are you saying
clear, right?
I don't know. I assumed it was. Wait, is this not clear, dude? If I have a live fucking shotgun, I'm gonna be heated. Woo! Didn't know. Talk about Canada, baby. Oh man! All right. Wait, because we're drunk, we're gonna end up going way over. FaceTat, do you have anything to say?
No. Other than the fact that fucking Internet Phantoms podcast is fucking back. Season 2 is in full force. Kevin Dillon was with us today. His fucking brother, his youngest brother, the coolin', having a good ass fucking time. There was one dude named Alex. I don't remember where he went, but fuck him. He's a fucking asshole.
Whoa!
Nah, because nah, he's the one that made it take so long for us to fucking get here, right?
No.
No, that was me.
That was me. That was it was all four of us. Alex was on before you, FaceTat.
Okay, yeah, I'm tripping. All right. Well, anyways, Internet Phantoms podcast back every Friday, fucking 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Truly, Canada, I could cry. I'm a little drunk. I can't believe 5 months.
Canada.
But on some real shit, Canada, yo, we straight charted on the improv comedy charts in what, 5 months?
That's so impressive, bro.
But I'm just excited. I'm really proud of everyone, honestly.
Dropped a whole lot of shit.
What are you doing? Canada, truly thank you guys. You guys keep me alive and living because thank you, Celine Dion. Thank you, Justin Bieber. Chris Jericho, Keanu Reeves,
The Trailer Park Boys.
Who else? Hold on.
I love it.
Hold on.
Them guys are fucking...
Hold on.
What the hell?
Who else?
Chris Benoit. Shout out Chris Benoit.
Oh, God. Shout out Chris Benoit. Thank you, Ryan Reynolds. Drake. Rachel McAdams. Ryan Gosling. Seth Rogen. Avril Lavigne. Rest in peace.
She's not dead.
Jim Carrey. Mike Myers. Pamela Anderson. Michael Cera. Michael Bublé. Michael J. Fox. Will Arnett. Guys, thank you. Why are they all so fucking amazing? Because Canada is great.
Because they're the nicest people on earth.
William Shatner, Hayden Christensen, Dwayne Johnson.
No.
The Rock is Canadian.
No, he's not.
Look at right here, guys.
That's fucking.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much. This has been the Canadian celebratory episode. We love you all. We're gonna people's elbow you. Right back to next Friday for another episode. Cut the podcast.
I apologize with my rude mouth. This is America. We have the freedom.
No, it's not. It's Canada. Guys, thank you for listening.
I love Canadians.